Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Pay attention now. This is the classroom of the year when it comes to News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first full week of January 2022, our first visit of the esteemed host and mentor of the Talk Radio Countdown, the man who originated coverage of News Talk Radio in print and online, Michael Harrison. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Like, that was the big buildup. That's it for the year. You've had your buildup. Yep, you're all set.
Yeah, that'll get me all the way maybe to Valentine's Day, that little Valentine of yours.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. I missed last week's show and felt badly about it, but here we are, and it's a new year, and everything is good again.
Is it? I guess that's a matter of reflection. I'm not sure, looking at this list, that things are so great, but maybe we can put a good spin on some of this stuff. So help yourself to the story list. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, number 10, the Maxwell case.
You know how to pronounce her first name? Her name.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine, okay.
Ghislaine.
Good, yeah.
And some say Ghislaine, but it's Ghislaine. Ghislaine Maxwell. And that's tied with a related case, Prince Andrew's scandal.
What a scumbag. What's this guy?
All right.
The blood may be blue, but I think there's probably some pink and orange in it as well.
Ooh. At number 9, social media and free speech. At number 8, U.S. relations with China and Russia. At number 7, crime and violence. At number 6, voting legislation tied with race relations. The two are tied together more than just in how much they're talked about. They're connected. At number 5, the winter weather, and that is tied with climate change. At number 4, the 2022 midterm election. Now, that's going to be on our survey for a long time. It's now 2022. It's no longer over the horizon. It's coming at us like a freight train. And that's tied with Donald Trump's role in the GOP. At number 3, we have the economy, inflation, supply chain, labor shortage, all those issues. Number 2... Well, it happened this week, the anniversary of January 6th, 1-6 as it's now called. We have our 9-11 and we have our 1-6. Maybe that's the way we'll start labeling negative dates. And it's the anniversary of it and the investigation of it. 1 year later, a whole year has gone by. What a year this has been.
Huh?
And number 1, we have COVID-19, the Omicron surge, vaccines, boosters, and politics connected to it. And it's been a hell of a week.
By God.
With people. I forgot.
I was waiting.
People. I realized there was a pause, and there's nothing worse on radio than dead air. We committed a sin. At number 10, speaking of sinners, Prince Andrew at number 10, Ghislaine Maxwell at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7, Ron DeSantis at 6, number 5, Sean Hannity. Mike Pence back on the survey at 4, Mark Meadows at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and that's kind of a snapshot. There's a lot of people being talked about beyond that and a lot of complicated connecting issues, but that's the best we can do to bring it into some type of a snapshot in the summary.
Well, okay, let's talk about complicated connective issues. Number 5, Sean Hannity on the people list. And the what the relevancy is of his connection to January 6th, I've probably seen the same thing everybody else has seen in the trade, especially in Talkers Magazine. So what do you read into this? What's between the lines with Hannity, or is there? Is it just as
there's
it
nothing
seems?
Between the lines? It's all out there. Hannity has been close with the president. Hannity has a direct line to the president. Hannity told the president through texts that are, you know, public record now.
Yeah.
Hey, go easy. He offered sobering advice when the insurrection or riot or whatever the hell you want to call it was happening, and. Whether the president heeded him or not is not the issue. The fact is he had a voice in it. And then Hannity is accused of not taking that same stance on the air.
Did Trump take a shot at Hannity this week? Because
he did. I don't recall the exact details, but there was a shot that that Trump. You know, Hannity's going to have to be careful with his friendship with Trump because Trump is going to turn. Is Trump to turn on people?
Right.
When they no longer totally.
And I still
kiss his assets.
Yeah, I still question the relevancy of Trump. I think even the news media loves to dump on him. Certain talk show hosts want to deify him. I just think that he's almost irrelevant. That's just for maybe it's my point of view, but I find
it's a good question.
To the DJV program. Go ahead.
You bring up a good question as to the relevance of Trump. I wonder about that. I do know he's relevant in the conversation.
Yeah.
I do know he has a tremendous base. I don't know whether it's a big enough base to elect him president again. Of course, a lot of that has to do with who runs against him, which is uncertain. But I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes in terms of other ambitious politicians within the GOP who perhaps are not thrilled at the thought of him remaining somebody clogging up the next opportunity.
Don't you think there's an exhaustion factor to this? With almost any story, with whatever is going on, whether it's the news talk conversations on the air or the reality of people experiencing these things in their lives, it's like COVID. There's an exhaustion factor to it. And whether, you know, people are just saying, I'm so sick of this, and I get shots every week. I mean, not booster shots, but shots from people. Stop talking about this. There's nothing new. There's nothing to be learned. There's nothing to be gained. Let's move on. What else do you? Don't you have something else like another bad news like the inflation rate?
Well, the art of broadcasting is to mix and match it in such a way that you deal with the relevant stuff, but that but you don't exhaust it. We used to do the same thing in music radio. You want to play the number one song. You want to play the hits. The art was the rotation and how you do it. But I don't think that one should stop talking about the issues that are of importance and relevance simply because we're tired of them. We should stop talking about the frivolous issues or the ones that are, you know, not to say that Prince Andrew is not important, you know, sexual assault on a 17-year-old is important, but it's not as important as people dying in hospitals, war, you know, attacks on the Capitol. You know, there's different things going on, and this is one of the things that we do in terms of maintaining this research, if you want to call it, or observation that we do, is we try to sort it all out and figure out what are the long-term stories, the short-term stories, what's in, what's out, but underneath it all, what's really important, and to not talk about COVID-19 because we're sick of it is sticking your head in the sand.
It's taking a different approach. Let me tell you, not to pat myself on the back or beat my chest, Doug, you're such a fantastic host, but the approach I took to COVID this week was asking people to go to the food store and look and see what's there. Audit whether you have the food that you want, whether you have to settle for something that you don't really want. How has your food culture changed in the past year or two? Are you eating more processed food because it's the only thing that's available? Are you looking harder for food, et cetera, et cetera? I think that's one of the important stories, what you're eating and how it's been affected by COVID. I think that was a very important overview as to people understanding the impact that this thing has had on our lives. I also took a look at the cars and what's available and what people are paying because of the shortage of chips that came about directly as a result of COVID. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of cars and trucks sitting in lots and all around Detroit, other areas where there are factories waiting for the chips so they can be shipped out. In the meantime, they told a story about a fellow who was buying a new Ford F-350 that normally would sell for $80,000. The dealer had put a price tag of $137,000 on the truck, and he had somebody negotiating with him to buy it. And that's a direct result of not having enough trucks around, and COVID is the result, is the reason for that. So does that become a relative of those good conversations? They play into
they are.
COVID.
You know, I mean, you're not the only one who does that.
I know I'm not. No, I'm just giving you an example.
But you're very creative, and you also tend to focus on the human connection, the human element, human interest aspects. That's the word I was looking for. Human interest aspects of the major news. I mean, there's a word called lifestyles. That's a word I've never liked, but we understand what it
kind
means.
Kind of ooky. It's a yucky, lucky,
lifestyle.
Well, I have my lifestyles of the rich and famous. Remember that show? Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Was it called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Yeah.
I think it was,
Yes. Right. But people always respect that.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about the January 6th anniversary and its role in our discussions this week as we continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. A quick reminder about the beginning of the year, losing weight, all kinds of support. Hey, you got to turn on the radio and the television. You can't wait more than 4 minutes to see an ad for Planet Hollywood or Planet Fitness or whatever whatever it is. Shatner's doing an ad for Planet Fitness, which was hysterical, even though it was kind of short. Maybe you saw that this week, Michael. But anyway, the focus is on losing weight. And then after that, how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. It supports your late weight loss program and helps you keep the weight off once you've done the work. So check out all of the different ways that you can buy the product, how much you can get, and what you'll pay for it at thetoploss.com. And then when you check out, use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll get great discounts. That's DJV code, toploss.com for Calitrin.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org. And understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the information that Talkers publishes every week at Talkers.com on the charts, the top stories, the top people, and the top stories, COVID. I see the Star Trek series. I know you're a fan of Star Trek. They have stopped shooting because most of the cast and crew has tested positive for COVID. It just takes its toll. Just go across whatever part of life you want to look at. Look at all the doctors now that, or at least staffs that are sick with it. You have a story at home with your family. You've got a real problem, right?
Well, yeah. The Star Trek situation, I would think by the year 20, the 24th century, rather, they would have cured it.
Care of.
Yeah.
Yes. So. But as far as you being under the circumstances, father of a son who's the father of a son.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm not here to talk about you know, my woes, but
no, it isn't woes. It's just something that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it affects how businesses are run, for sure. How families react. Or, you were asking me about going to California. When I go out there, I take a home test. My grandson, the new grandson, is less than 8 weeks old. They have no immune system whatsoever. I haven't had, well, I don't know. You and I were talking off the air. We don't know whether we've had it or we haven't had it. I don't think I've had it. You haven't really, but you know, there are all kinds of signs. I had sniffles about a month ago. I had my test, and it showed negative, but, you know, the tests aren't always that great either. I haven't been waylaid by anything, but certainly, you know, depending on one's status, the immune system, if you had it, you could probably fight it off, but that doesn't mean you haven't had it.
And well, so, we don't even know what it is.
We deal with
these major categories. But when you talk to people and you get into the nitty-gritty, a lot of people have been walking around with symptoms that don't pick up as positive. But a lot of people have runny noses, sore throats, congestion, foggy headedness, you know, a lot of little symptoms that are part of the picture of COVID, but you know, for whatever reason, it doesn't test positive, or they haven't tested. So a number of doctors I've talked to say that, you know, it's more widespread in a watered down version than we realize.
Yeah.
And they don't really understand these things, you know.
Well, they can talk a people, good game, but...
I don't think that people should blame the medical establishment as much as they do. People are looking for easy answers.
Chinese government. They're the ones where this all started.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other angle on it. Mm-hmm. But I'm simply saying is that even when you have something that's a, you know, an understood illness, you know, you're having surgery or to have surgery or to not have surgery, how much drugs to take, all of the different medical things that we deal with, it's all uncertain. You know, that's why the old thing, get a second opinion, get a third opinion.
Yes.
Doctors don't agree with each other on appendicitis, mm-hmm. you know, having your tonsils out. So when you get something like this, that's an international global pandemic, obviously... There are going to be different levels of therapy and testing and vaccines. We shouldn't expect the medical establishment to have all the answers immediately and have a unified voice. That's the point.
It's certainly imperfect in terms of, you know, you get three or four different organizations, the FDA, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and they all disagree. They all tell you something different. So you got to do your own stuff. I see that James Corden has it. I see Hoda Kotb has it. A lot of football players have it. It's just, it is, you know, it's not shocking to see it around. Just be nice when it just kind of goes bye-bye. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is hopeful schools in Chicago will be open on Monday. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Lightfoot expressing confidence that her administration will be able to reach a deal with the teachers' union. As COVID cases continue to spike across the nation, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked, of the 836,000 deaths in the United States linked to COVID, how many are from COVID and how many are people who died with COVID?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And of course, Omicron has just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is facing criticism for claims she made about COVID-19 and the Omicron variant during oral arguments against President Biden's federal vaccine mandates Friday. In one claim, she said over 700 million Americans were being infected with Omicron a day. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul sought to correct Sotomayor on Fox News.
Sotomayor ought to be ashamed of herself, and we need to correct the record. Omicron, if you look at the statistics, 75% less lethal. Now, there are enormous amounts of people getting this. Everybody in the country is getting this, but it's more like 700,000 to 800,000 a day, not 700 million.
Sotomayor also claimed that 100,000 children were in serious condition with the coronavirus, which legal and health experts say isn't true. President Biden will be in office one full year on January 20th, and he's getting very low marks from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Graham saying he doesn't expect the president or congressional Democrats to reverse course on their policies.
The problem is that they can't change their policies because the left has Biden in a box. If he tried to go back to Trump policies on the border, AOC would go crazy.
President Biden touting the American Rescue Plan as one of his accomplishments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Returning now to our focus on the world of News Talk Radio, you can find the lists, by the way, from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, or we have them listed as well at djvshow.com. The relevance of CES this week to COVID and how, I mean, we could probably spend the whole program looking at how COVID has influenced. We've taken a couple of different approaches just to discuss how you can take one thing and move it in a dozen different directions. But CES, our friend Holland Cook was there this week talking about what was going on. I talked to a fellow from the automotive industry as well as to the impact of all this new technology on new cars and that sort of thing. And it's sort of people get excited about that sort of thing. You and I are not that technical, are we? We're not techies.
I don't know. I certainly prefer not to go with all the bells and whistles for everything, but I can't say I'm not technical because look at the business that we're in.
Right.
So
yeah.
So compared to some of
good
our
point, I suppose
our
yeah.
friends.
Yeah. Right. You know? Yeah. We have to have We have some connection to,
right.
to ritual that's necessary to make all this
right.
work.
That's a relative statement.
Right.
But I've never been one for the bells and whistles that are not necessary in any kind of equipment because there are things that break down and who needs them?
We do. All right. Number two this week on our countdown list is the January 6th anniversary, the continuing investigation. I noticed that Emily Hernandez, who's 22 years old, is facing a couple of charges related to driving while intoxicated and causing a crash that resulted in the death of a woman that was holding a Pelosi sign as a rioter. I mean, this again, here we go, off on a tangent with somebody else who's involved in this thing, an ancillary story. They're everywhere. Yesterday, or this past week, actually, there have been a couple of things happening the last couple of days. When the January 6th moment of silence took place, the only two Republicans in the House chamber were Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz. I've never been a big fan of Dick Cheney, but in this circumstance, it's very interesting how he is paying attention to his daughter and the movement. He might have been earlier on connected, or you'd have thought he was more connected to Trump and that stuff, but his daughter is really taking an independent stand. What are people saying? Is it predictable because of some of the hosts and their point of view, how she's being handled?
Well, she is going against the partisanship of the conservative movement as opposed to being a conservative. Democrats and liberals should not take the idea that she's a liberal or that she's a Democrat. Liz Cheney is definitely a conservative. And her father is a conservative. It's just there are different views on conservatism than Trumpism. And and that's the issue.
It's like in religion, Protestantism at first was just a protest to the Catholic Church. And then it became the Baptists, it became the Congregationalists, it became the Lutherans, it became the Methodists, it became the Baptists. Mm-hmm. And so it all splits down. And maybe the same can be said for Joe Manchin in a manner of speaking. He's not, the Democrats say, he's not a real Democrat. Because he doesn't go along for the ride. And it does show you how hard it is to be an independent thinker. But Manchin is making a career move here that makes a lot of people think he's running for president.
Well, he might be.
Maybe he is.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people are running for president whose name is not Trump and whose name is not Biden. And it's interesting to watch very carefully how they make their moves because it is politically unwise at this point. You're certainly going to face a lot of heat from your own party if you make a move against Trump or you make a move against Biden at this point. So everybody walks on eggshells, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of daggers underneath those cloaks waiting to be thrust. And it
sounds so romantic, Michael.
You know, civil wars are very bloody, and primaries can be, and inter-party politics can be brutal, and politics make strange bedfellows. Let us not forget that George H.W. Bush, when he was running for the nomination against Ronald Reagan, he said that Ronald Reagan practiced voodoo economics.
Right.
The
vice president.
Look at the harsh words that Kamala Harris had for Joe Biden during...
Outrageous.
I mean, he was, I'm not even going to say it. It's just terrible. So you got to. How about Ted Cruz calling Donald Trump a psychopathic narcissist?
Which he is, but.
but my position. I guess I've been able to maintain my job for so many decades in this business of controversy and opinions by trying to just stay above that type of low-level, stinking, disingenuous, partisan bigotry and lies. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And people buy into it. Let them, I guess that's what makes the world go around. But I don't buy into it.
Number five this week, the winter weather. You're in western Massachusetts. I'm in eastern Massachusetts. We got about 6 inches of snow here. But the newscasters are calling it the first bomb cyclone of the year because a lot of the country east of the Mississippi, like Nashville, has 4 inches of snow. They don't know what to do with it. The weather's very cold and windy. And so here we have 14 inches of snow in Buffalo. And I don't know. I mean, when we were kids, 14 inches of snow is nothing, right?
Yeah. Well, and we were shorter.
Yes, that's true. So it seemed but it was more there, yes.
In my opinion, in my meteorological prognosticatory opinion, this is the worst storm of the year so far.
Yeah, well, so.
I'm kidding.
So far it is, but you know, we haven't had
every storm. The point I'm making is every storm is the storm of the century. Yep. How many storms of the century have we been through over the past, 30 years? It started about 35, 40 years ago. The hyperbole that surrounds the weather. And even though I believe there's climate change, I mean, only because I know the history of the Earth as much as we know it, the Earth changes. And I do know that carbon emissions can increase the greenhouse effect. But that being said, every weather event now, every fire, everything that happens is indicative of climate change. And that's where a truth becomes a lie, when you add the politics to it. And you just go on these basic assumptions without taking each situation individually and examining it with honesty.
It really is. It is amazing the twists and turns and how life is. My son and I were talking about this last week, how life has changed so dramatically for all of us. You look around now, I don't recognize even the town that I grew up in and still live in. It's a whole different world here. And I think a lot of people around the country are finding that to be the case as well. It's just changing. And speaking of that, number three this week on our story list is a focus on the economy. Mortgage rates now are their highest since the pandemic began in 2020. Fixed mortgage rates are following the Treasury yields. The Fed this week said they expected inflation to last through the end of the year. I don't know. Inflation, in my mind, I'm going to see what your rendering of this is usually 2%, maybe 3%. It's 6.5% at the moment. And when I went in the bank this week to do some business, I couldn't get in because the lobby was locked. And so I said to the lady who's in charge of the branch, what's going on? She says, people are quitting. COVID, we're paying $23, $24 an hour for tellers. Last year, this time, we were paying $15, $16 an hour for tellers, and we can't find them. So this is really, I keep asking this question. People give me baloney answers. Where did the 8 million people go who were in the workforce before COVID and aren't in it now? That's how many holes there are. If you look at the stats, supposedly, there are 8 million jobs that are unfilled. But where'd they go?
A lot of them are retired. A large percentage of the people who are quitting are over 55. A lot of them are going for early retirement because they're saying this just ain't worth it anymore. Right. And one of the things fueling that is the fact that the inflation and the increase in value in homes as the real estate market has heated up has given a number of people over 55 a sense of security that they have more money than they thought they did. That is the factual answer to a question that most people go around, well, what's causing it? You know, that's what's causing it. A lot of older people are opting out. The rest of them are, a lot of them are crummy jobs that nobody wants. And
people
are taking advantage of the fact that they can get away with staying at home for a while.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a strange situation for sure. Strange reality. We continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show in a moment.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast. Guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Michael, we have a minute or so left here on the countdown. The inflation business, how does that, what does it do? How far does it go? What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's going to go very far. I think it's going to turn around. I think that the economy, believe it or not, still is strong. We have a lot of conflicting things that are causing problems. The inflation is due to, of course, the Fed printing money that doesn't have wealth behind it. That's always an issue, but that can be controlled, and it will be. Interest rates coming up, mortgage rates coming up, that certainly will control inflation. And eventually the supply chain will be rectified, and that will decrease the shortages in products. That's also causing rates to rise. The situation of this inflation is very different based on those basic facts I just said, than the inflation we had through the 70s.
You know, we should talk about on the countdown. This should be something we really aim for. The popularity of pizza these days. And it's a $54 billion business. How about that? This is a distraction.
My favorite subject.
All right, yes, it is. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, as Victoria Keelan joins me, Doug Steffen, with the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. Number 5 to number 1. Okay, so there's a new nail polish. And people say, huh? What's that got to do with technology, Victoria? Mm-hmm. We'll explain. Yep. So OPI Nail Polish Company, which is one of the largest two that you find in salons and in retail stores, they have teamed up with Xbox, and they're collaborating on a new lineup of gaming-inspired nail polishes that also unlock in-game content for the games Halo Infinite and Forza Horizon 5. So the line of 12 nail polish colors is available now at Ulta stores, and purchasing colors in the line qualifies for redeemable codes that you can unlock exclusive content and bonuses in each game. So there are 12 different colors, lots of options for girls and guys. It's not just for girls, but it's really cool. And naturally, they have, like all OPI, if you're a lady who's ever been to the salon, and you know how cute the names are, they're all the same. They've stuck with the same theme for all the gaming stuff. So it's really cute, and that's available in stores right now. Counting down the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. The LG TVs are in number 4 position. Yep, LG announced that all 2021 and 2022 LG Smart TVs will be equipped with a health education and telehealth app that is a senior-focused company called Independa. And so this platform will allow users to set up and have telehealth appointments through their TV, which is, doctors are happy about this because if you're standing up in front of a larger screen, they can diagnose you better if it's some sort of a physical ailment. It's overall, it's easier for most seniors to use their TV rather than, trying to get through a computer or an iPad or iPhone. It's going to be a lot more streamlined. And so if you do not have, most of these telehealth appointments are covered by insurance. If they're not covered by insurance, though, through this app, you can pay a flat fee, $75 for a dentist call and $55 for a doctor. Not sure how a dentist telehealth appointment works, but certainly for a doctor's visit, that's become more and more popular.
And also as well with talk therapy. So that's another thing you can do through Independa. So that's a good thing. They're also, this platform will also be moving to other brands, but they're launching with LG.
Walmart is expanding its direct-to-your refrigerator deliveries.
Yep, it's called InHome, and that is Walmart's delivery service that brings groceries and other items directly into your fridge, into your kitchen, and on your countertop. Now, they started this out in 2019. They only serviced 1 million customers at the time. Their new plan is to expand this to 30 million U.S. households by the end of this year. Walmart says they're going to hire 3,000 delivery drivers and establish an all-electric fleet of delivery vehicles, thousands of which were actually ordered from the General Motors-backed electric vehicle company called BrightDrop. And so by the end of this year, we might be seeing more and more Walmart trucks all around, just like those Amazon trucks. Let's hope that they know how to park and not block traffic. Because the Amazon truck thing, I know you've said it, but it ridiculous. Is really true.
Awful,
they're in the middle of the road, like everywhere.
All the time. Exactly. All over the country. Number two, no surprise, CES. But they had to end it early, right, because of all of the Omicron.
Yeah, because of COVID and everything. Yep, so CES did happen this week, and there, as always, there's always cool stuff that comes out of CES, and people like seeing where the future of tech is going to go. Major contributors, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, AT&T, T-Mobile, a lot of those big companies decided to go virtual instead. But that did free up space for smaller and medium-sized tech companies to display their goods, and so it ended up probably being better business for the smaller companies. And so, yeah, they had to basically close the doors a day early. But I think that a lot of cool stuff still came from it, as usual.
All right. So number one is Tesla in China. Boo.
I mean, this was certainly the most controversial story of the week. On New Year's Eve, when no one was paying attention, Tesla unveiled the launch of a new dealership in Xinjiang, which, if that sounds familiar, that's the region where the Uyghur Muslims are being forced to work in labor camps. And so Tesla has a showroom now in the capital of that region. It seems very suspicious. A lot of people are not happy about this. Tesla has had a weird partnership with the Chinese government over the years. They've gotten a lot of backing, and they've had their first profit turned because of the help of the Chinese government. And so the U.S. accusations of genocide in Xinjiang have, you know, based, as we know, this is multiple countries are now refusing to use any products that come from this region. So I'm not sure how this is going to affect Tesla's bottom line, but this was a terrible PR move.
Won't help in his PR department. No, not at all, under any circumstances. All right, so that's that story, and all the other stories put together help you to understand what's going on in the world of technology. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, counting them down at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.